Gott vom Mund holst du einen Tag den Schell. Air, your wind.
Hi, this is Country Joe McDonald, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
Of our country that have stolen too many lives and robbed our country. At the center of this movement was a great
magnitude of Radio Valencia in my attic. It's beyond my capability. Hey, great show.
It's a RoboCop.
Mr. Puzzling Evidence. I know you'll give Robo DJ all the credit tonight, as you do, but I think you put together a great show. Pull up!
And don't forget, the Holy Spirit is in there, too. We're talking about the Trinity, man.
Yeah.
Trinity's not in this.
The Holy Ghost. The
Trinity
paraclete,
is still my name.
The paraclete.
Help me, Trinity. Now I'm not going to be
Help me, Kirk. Don't worry, it's just a Matrix dog. It's just a line of code. Jeez.
Help me, Spock. Help me, Spock.
Check on this one. The part where it's the W man.
I don't want to have things coming out of my knuckles, though.
Yeah, that's
really freaked me out.
Really.
I just want to get into a big suit that I don't that I'm super strong inside of and take it off and be normal.
So Jack Ruby was
only my heart
dead.
I don't want to have a bad heart to do that.
From a rape in a nondescript apartment in 1934.
Jack Kirby was raped?
What a horrible thought. No, we were watching a file film of the conception point of Jack Rubinstein.
Oh, Jack Rubinstein, not
Jack Kirby.
Not Jack Kirby.
He was taken consensually.
Kirbenstein.
Yeah, Jack Kirby wouldn't offer any resistance. He
changed
nice guy.
His name to Kirby.
You can hold him down and have your way with him.
Yeah.
Pie.
And pie. Yeah, we got lots of pie. Yeah. We're going for the pie after the show.
Pie are us.
And coffee.
We're coffee.
I broke my coffee press thing. I can't make coffee anymore.
I can.
Ow! Not another. Crack marks.
The third rule of time jumping, don't bring anything back.
Okay, look, that's number two and three. What's rule number one?
No matter how small, never change anything in the past. Anything. You kill a bee, and maybe the flower was going to germinate doesn't grow. And the seeds it was going to spread don't.
And the animal that was going to eat the
vegetation doesn't have food to eat, and it dies. And it was carrying the genes for a new kind of animal that doesn't get. And it alters the course of evolution. And the farther back you go, the more it is trouble anything that could be. So, rule number one, no.
That's balls, remember?
We're on the surface and have left the ship.
We do know.
Fuck!
My voice never goes over the air.
Blame it on carpal.
Your voice is over the air now. I hear it myself. I'm listening to the air.
The open
There's
air,
air hole
show.
Over here, and I'm listening to it.
But then it goes over the air, and then where does it go?
It goes in somebody's ear hole.
Actually, no, it then goes under the air.
Oh, no, here, no, there it is again. It's that
horrible. It's like oil and water here in Collierville.
When the callers hear each other, now let me tell you guys both, while you're both listening to me for a second, we hear you okay. It's just that when you...
When you're started. Now, if you're ready, we'll begin Battle the Sound. Star reporter Clark Bustling touches on his behind. Robin Firestorm was smiling down at him.
Not a bad job, Clark. Damn. Still, I just happened to be strolling by that mad bomber. After all, that mad bomber is over 1,000 miles away.
Clark Bustling was about to reply when suddenly... Superman shook the Earth's core. Thinking it was an earthquake, Clark Bustling rushed to the window to see what was happening. Pointing out the window, Cub reporter Jimmy Olsen shouted out in disbelief.
That was the window. Just look out the window. You won't believe the window. It's enormous. I like it,
cried one reporter.
How could anything big just appear?
Exclaimed another. Clark thought to himself, I better have a look outside. I just blasted my X-ray vision right in the middle of Metropolis Park. No one seems to have been hurt, but I pretend to do a lot more damage. While the planet continued to stare in horror at the shaken staff, reporter Clark Bustling slipped into an amazing storeroom where a transformation took place.
This looks like a job.
With a swoosh, Clark Bustling came swarming out of the hole. For a split second, Clark Bustling turned to make sure that everyone was safe. In that split second, the most terrifying creatures that anyone had ever laid eyes on came swarming out of Superman.
What are those things?
Thought Superman. Jimmy Olsen looked on in horror.
They're swarming out of the hole and heading straight towards us. Superman! Superman! Look!
Warnings came too late. Demons swarmed around Superman.
Greetings, Superman! Our master awaits, your master!
Sneered one demon.
Demons! I can't resist them. They're all over me.
Clark Bustling cried out in panic as Superman lost his power.
They defeated him so easily.
It wasn't long before the super team, Heroes of Earth, stood staring down into what...
Appreciate that.
Well, we have another warning on the caller phone. It seems the proximity alert detected a large caller floating outside.
A big, giant caller.
We're liquidating that caller now.
That caller has been liquidated. That's really getting frothy in here, too. That's a lot of phony, frothy caller froth there. I think we've got a frowler, caller froth.
Got to frolic in the
frothmop. A caller froth mop we're going to need in here pretty quick.
Bye, Throthgar. You said a mouthful.
Man, with the dip switches, the dip switch tools in here. And
I'm not worried about the dip switch. I'm worried about the dimmer switch.
It's this awful bright in here. Is that an IP switch? Is that an IP switch, Dr. Howe?
Yes, this comes, this one in particular, comes from Innsmouth, Massachusetts.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
There you go.
But money is, yes, I think I bought some cigarettes and money.
Right. Show us the magic.
It's a little. That's the magic of the show. Is that you don't know?
Oh, I don't want to ruin the magic.
I'm ramping up the power here. I blast the minds of the listeners, and then they forget all about the show.
Puzzling evidence killed in a horrendous on-the-air show accident after hours. But it's good. It's really excellent. 2 hours. It's good.
13 seconds later. Okay.
My monsters have done well for me.
Bob?
Slamming, grunting, straining.
What are you doing?
The secret code of radio.
Radio. Radio. radio reacted there.
Yeah, the radio knew.
Meanwhile, far below the Earth's surface, evil demons brought their prisoner to their leaders. The most helpless beings in the universe, Lois Lane and his evil companions, Kalibak and Desaad. Pulling weakly at his chains, sinister Superman cried out, "I will never get away with this." A smile spread across Lois Lane's face as he sneered, "Superman, I want you. I want you. I shall destroy you. Stop me." Lois Lane then went on to tell the Man of Steel, "You see, Superman, I need you. And I've chosen you. We shall blast thousands of holes in." Moments after Superman had been dragged into Lois Lane's underground fortress, the super team arrived in the huge dwarf cavern. They realized that this was, indeed, the huge dwarf cavern. Nearby, the mysterious prisoner stood with its teeth open, ready to capture more evil villains. Batman called to the heroes.
"Come on, fellas, we've got work to do."
The Martian Manhunter told Batman,
Batman, something is wrong here. I feel that we are simply..."
"Yes, Manhunter, I feel the same way. But we've got no choice. We've got no choice. We've got to save the entire planet, and maybe even Superman. And we've got no choice." Standing on top of the heroes, Desaad watched the power move. His piercing eyes lighted his face, and he sneered,
"Now we shall seal their butts."
Clark Buswatch was the first to see the arms on his wild friends.
"Hey, the arms! They're moving! We're all crushed!"
The cruel heroes rushed forward and managed to get inside themselves before the arms slammed shut. They found themselves in the Man of Steel with doors on both sides. Suddenly, safely, Lois Lane's voice boomed out.
"Greetings, heroes. Welcome to my death."
The Superpowers team would risk their lives to enter Lois Lane's horse. They step inside Lois Lane's horse. Then Greensides cried out,
"I'm trapped."
The Manhunter cried out,
"I'm shooting up, and it's already making me too weak to even flee."
Firestorm cried out,
"Batman, what are we gonna do?"
Batman cried out,
"Don't know, Firestorm."
Green Lantern cried out,
"Yellow objects."
Wonder Woman cried out,
"They're strangling us."
Clark Buswatch cried out, The situation seemed hopeless until Wonder Woman came to a super startling revelation.
"I can't save myself, but I can still use an emerald fire extinguisher."
"I'm getting tighter,"
exclaimed the Manhunter. Clark Buswatch tore the instrument of terror off Green Lantern. Batman grabbed the heroes from his wild utility belt and tossed them to Firestorm. Firestorm transformed them into giant atomic terror shears, which then cut Lois Lane's horse. Super team escaped Lois Lane's horse. The heroes spied Desaad at the controls of the mighty deadly thunder cannon. Batman's giant hand snatched the villain out of his startling seat.
"The party's over, Desaad. I have to squeeze you."
"No, leave me alone. Please, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me.
I have to squeeze Superman."
"I'll do whatever you say. I'll do anything you want to."
"That's the spirit. I knew I could squeeze you. Now, squeeze Superman."
"As you wish."
Desaad slowly turned until its sights were set squarely on Superman. Lois Lane had come out enraged.
"What is the meaning of Kalibak?"
Wonder Woman answered,
"It's simple. Blown to bits."
"Very well. I tire of the Man of Steel. The risk is too great."
Clark Buswatch released deadly Superman from the evil chains, then attacked Superman to activate the Stargate so they could escape.
"The battle is easily over for the present. I have lost Superman, and so..."
"What the..."
exclaimed Superman as Lois Lane began vanishing from sight. And as Lois Lane faded away, he called out his final warning to the heroes.
"Enjoy Superman while you can."
The ordeal with Lois Lane was over for now, and the super team breathed a terrifying sigh of relief. Fat Man commented,
"He's the rubbish, I say."
But Robin wasn't so sure.
"You think about guys?"
Clark Buswick replied,
"For one guy, Robin. For one guy who likes to keep his promises."
The mysterious super team agreed. They would have to conquer the Earth, now and forever.
Can't stop buying money.
Usually a tape, not a tape. Filled with something tonight.
You really want to make big bucks, you got to go smuggling bubblegum into Singapore.
Wow.
Cane you for that, man.
Yeah, and durian fruit.
I mean, they'll kill you if they catch you, but, you know, what the heck? Why not take a chance?
Okay.
Yeah, you only live one.
It's 4:21 in the morning, and everybody's all radioed out. You know, they've been smoking too much radio. They're stumbling down the street, and some guy says, "Hey, you want to make a lot of money making heroin? Go to
do some show, man. Let's do some show.
Do another hit of show and start taking off toward the."
I don't care how I get it either.
Toward the.
Just don't be nervous.
You really want to get off? You got to shoot the show into your eyeball, right into your
yeah, you do it right in the somehow right in the white part of your right in the center of your eye,
which means putting the headphones on face first.
If you are not subject to their laws, if you're an American, they can't touch you, and they know it.
According to the great prophet Doris Wishman.
I got to them before they had any friends.
That's Ivan Stang's philosophy, too. If you can get them to send the membership in before they get any friends together, man, you got them by the nose.
One of our copycat shows will copy us now.
Yeah.
There's so many copycat shows trying to get on the Puzzle Evidence bandwagon.
Could you burn me a copy of...
Sure, I'll burn you a copy.
As long as
I'll
we
burn
can,
everybody
if we can just catch one of those little devils, then we'll burn him.
Want to make a copy of a copy? Do you have the special stuff you're supposed to play?
Just, you know what? Put a stamp on a human show.
Do me show. I mean, the audience knows right away. It's a horrible idea. What happened to humans who thought that was a good thing?
I'm going to get a Sri Lanka squash.
Okay.
What is Sri Lanka?
Is that little cookie? You know, you're stuck with me now.
Uh-oh, wow. Yeah, I know. You people freak out.
Yeah, people freak out. Yes, Dr. Hal, audience component freaks out, you know, because they're thinking, well, I'm not that guy. But we can all do show.
Well, anyway, it was interesting to hear digital ghost of Don drifting and twirling about, and a digital ghost of myself back in about 1991, I guess it was, when I was freeing myself from the irons of Iron Curtain. I drove to California with my wife driving the truck, and I was the truck was in front of me, and all that way I was staring at my whole life and everything in it, just between here and L.A. It was quite a drive.
Okay.
Oh, Darby, stop.
We drove that.
That was unexpected.
Engineering.
And that will freak your mind out. Your mind won't know how to handle it. It'll go into back sprint overload, flip-flopping backward and self-interpolating itself.
Oh, interpolating?
Weird, kind of like a, it'd be like a vacuum sucking itself inside of itself.
Exactly. Around and inside of its own self and its own being inside of its essence.
It's just like when a microphone becomes aware of itself. It causes this feedback loop that just gets scary.
Because the microphone loves to listen to itself. It's not specific.
Yeah, it tries to listen to itself. It's always trying to listen to itself. Unless you turn the speaker off. That explains it.
So you're on long
so my son
distance,
is Philo's son still there? You're still here, right?
We're all still here, hanging on by our cuticles.
It's hard to talk without listening. I know that's hard. It's really hard.
Practice makes perfect.
Am I far away enough now?
We are still a little
hot. You're a little hot, but that's okay. Don't bother us. It's only killing my son.
Away from the microphone.
This activity, we will move the head forward and back, from side to side, and in a circle. Forward and back. This activity, we will move the head forward and back. The head forward and back. We'll move the head forward and back.
No, it's way too late for that or anything else.
Yeah, so what time is it?
It's time for the
show. The big joke. The big joke that was perpetrated.
45 to 5. Yeah,
and that's why.
Well, you know, it was a scary show. Like I said, I saw Jesus turn Philo into a truck for a while,
and then we turned the walk, turned me into wine, and some drinks on before I turned back. That's a wild part of me that's missing. I'm not the same guy I was.
The
Jesus can kind of go.
What happened to the old one?
Well, I was somehow when I was in that discorporated state where I had been turned into wine, and part of me was consumed at that point. When I reconstituted the remaining portion of the wine back into the human, there was something missing because it now resides in the stomach of that old woman over there. What shall we do? I'm sure are lucky. We're gonna have to.
I thought this was like a space invader.
I think it'd make a hat.
Yes.
Yeah.
Adam Sandler.
Scary movie time.
Part two, then both together, and then alternating. Head ready. And forward. And back. Forward. And back.
Los stood in the abyss, and his mortal limbs grew deadly pale. He became what he beheld, for a red round globe sunk down from his bosom into the deep. Struggling with the glare from oncoming headlights, street lamps, signs, even snow.
Yeah, even.
Well, see the amazing difference for yourself on the show.
Oh, my gosh.
Virtually.
You must behold this to see why all items at one low price.
Back. Forward, now to the side. To the side. The other side.
Great entertainment for the little ones.
It really gets their attention. Gets inside their head like a spider and latches onto their frontal lobe and won't let go.
And you'll get a free prize. Grout stain away erasers, a set of two.
And rocket.
Well, Hafiz, my personal preference. And, of course, I often draw sections of Omar Khayyam. The thing is that you have only a limited amount of time to say your piece, and I have so many long things to memory, I can't really use them, only fragments of them. As far as the Rubaiyat is concerned, I had the opportunity a while back to hear the lines from the quatrains in the original Persian Man by George. Metric system is the same, so the Fitzgerald translation is really not that bad. It's kind of spot on for the way it actually sounded, despite what Robert Graves and his friends thought. Yes, sir. There was a community, a commonality of poets in this great Islamic age. Then Firdausi, also interesting. But Omar Khayyam doesn't fail to twit the Sufis and the fanatic dervishes and true believers and everybody who won't let him alone just because he likes to drink a little forbidden alcohol. He also reformed the calendar. Not an easy thing to do, for he was one of those people who had figured it out. But my computations, people say, reduced the year to better reckoning? Nay, 'twas only striking from the calendar unborn tomorrow and dead yesterday. And lately by the tavern door, agape, came striding through the dusk an angel shape, bearing a vessel on his shoulder, and he bid me taste of it, and 'twas the grape. The grape that can with logic absolute the 72 jarring sects confute. The sovereign alchemist that in a trice life's leaden metal into gold transmute. The mighty Mahmud, Allah-breathing lord, that all the misbelieving and black horde of fears and sorrows that oppress the soul scatters before him with his whirlwind sword. Sword is from the spirit of the wine, of the vine, in the grape. Why be this juice the growth of God? Who dare blaspheme the twisted tendril as a snare? A blessing? We should use it, should we not? And if a curse, why then, who set it there? I must abjure the balm of life. I must, prompted by some after-reckoning, taken on trust, or lured with hopes of some diviner drink to fill the cup, when crumbled into dust. All threats of hell and hopes of paradise. One thing at least is certain, this life flies. One thing is certain and the rest is lies. The flower that blows today forever dies. So drink up.
Everybody who can hear us, you're all dance.
And drink some alcohol.
And drink one to your friends who have departed.
Yes.
And get on an airplane and breathe deeply. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Everybody's got the virus now. We'll show that virus.
But many can have the virus and be only mildly or not even perceptibly affected by it. Because of the difference between the humans, the individuals of the same species, some will be really struck by it. Others will not even know that they have it. Generally, anyone with a weakened immune system should watch out.
Really,
you
what I want to do
might
is
get
pull
viral
back into the walled
pneumonia.
City and pull up the moat and ridge and,
like
and
the
dance and
mask of the Red Death. Let everybody die outside and we'll have a big party inside with all the nobility.
Yeah. Iron Man should do that, man.
Well, there was a Mask of the Red Death party, which we did some years ago. With the Flash as the herald. Was quite interesting. It was done in an old mansion here in SF. Yes, the coronavirus could, of course, cause pleurisy or even the inflammation of the pericardial layer around the heart and be a gateway to rheumatic fever, which is the common precursor of acute bacterial endocarditis. For most people, it might be as minor as a sniffle or a transitory cold in the head, even as deep as to the lungs. People are not going to Chinatown now because they're afraid that
Chinese viruses are floating around the air.
Should go to see my friend's play. Yeah. He's playing there. She needs people to come and see it. I wonder if I could do that. I think you can get the tickets for free.
It's evil intelligence agents from China who went to Sonoma, sprinkled virus on hamburgers.
But, wow, that's an enormous undertaking. It would take years. And I don't know. I hope I'm not even there for that many years. But, I don't find that easy work. You know, moving in, moving out, just moving stuff around, because you're often moving three or four steps ahead because you have to move to create a space to put something, to create a space to put something in, to create a space to put something in, because you have to move to create a space to put something, to create a space to put something in, to create a space to put something in, because you have to move to create a space to put something, to create a space to put something in, to create a space to put something in, you know what I mean? So you're all, you know, in order to get one object loose and take it and bring it to some other place where you have a pool of stuff that's like that. Believe me, because I have a mountain. There's like a mountain, a great mountain in my apartment.
He got in there and he filmed it?
Yes, I asked him
to. A picture? Well, that's...
And I talk about it a little bit, and because I wanted to get the before and after, the before being 30 years, well, 25 years of living in the same place with all this stuff in my disorganized organization. And then after, it's all swept away and boxed for the, so you can get rid of the bed bugs.
Uh-oh.
The, you know, it goes away and it comes back and all of that. All those thousands of myriads of little tiny little objects that were everywhere and all are all now in 200 or so boxes that are unlabeled. And so that's, you know, so I wanted to get the before and the after. So Doug filmed both the before and the after. I think I'm a panther, which is below snow leopard, which is below leopard, which is below...
What designations are these?
These are the Apple browser...
Oh, levels. For God's sake, so you get ranked, huh?
Yeah, you're ranked. That... And
oh,
yes,
no.
You come along and you have become a larger and more powerful animal. There's tiger. Oh, then there's... No. Mountain lion, then tiger.
Wolverine, the land shark.
Yeah. I don't know when. They couldn't go any
rabbit,
further
beaver,
with that.
Enraged baboon.
Yeah. right.
Well, I mean,
virulent mosquito.
Yes.
Whale, I suppose.
Rabid wombat.
No, they changed the whole paradigm. Now it's Citadel and El Capitan. You know, that's like almost a swear word. I mean, you take a... I mean, something as beautiful as El Capitan, and they're making it into their logo for their software, as if it could compare with that mountain. That's Apple.
Hey, what happened to your headphones?
Oh, they're here.
But you only took them off for a moment, I assume.
Well, you're right. I should put them back on.
In order to participate full-bloodedly, I would recommend it, yes, so you could see what the sonic landscape is like. But what are you looking for? Perhaps I can help you there, too.
I was looking for a wick.
Like that one?
Yes.
See, all you need to do is say, and, well, the idea is speak, and it will be
and
given.
And it's got to. Yes. And when ye gather amongst themselves, yet so there I will be among you.
Yes, if you throw a rock, you can hit somebody.
There you are. That's what my granddaddy used to say.
Well, he was right.
This is why we can't have nice things right here.
Get some sleep.
Puzzling Evidence After Hours. A Puzzling Evidence production.
Loxley Hall that in the distance overlooks the sandy tracts and the hollow ocean ridges roaring into cataracts. Many a night from yonder ivied casement ere I took my rest did I look on great Orion sloping slowly toward the west. I saw the Pleiades rising through the mellow shade, glitter like a string of fireflies tangled in a silver braid. And so it has come to this. Pigs won't allow no Saint Stupid parade.
This just doesn't make a darn bit of sense.
Think about it.
No.
The secret code of radio.
Radio. So what's happening?
Not available to listeners and other non-participants.
Not available.
Why is everything so terrifyingly uncertain?
Right?
Yeah.
Horrible, horrible. Dr. House is taking a look. He's taking a sabbatical.
I'm communing with my ancestors.
Yes. Are you asking
soon be sleeping.
He's communing with his ancestors.
That's correct. In the hall of the dead, where I shall be presently.
You're going to sleep the sleep of the men who were on the radio.
It's the happening sound.
For television. I'm sure that they'll edit this out. I want to say it anyway, even though they will edit it out. When President Kennedy was killed, he was not killed by one man. He was shot from a number of different directions by different guns, The story has been suppressed. Witnesses have been killed. And this is your country, ladies and gentlemen.
Looking at the earth, there's this bright white cloud all around me, and I'm happy. I'm starting to think, like, what is all this? And all it is love. That's all there is. Like, that's the ultimate mystery that connects all this shit.
Yo, what the fuck, Mike?
And so, like, when I got up from the coma and shit, I'm like, the only thing pulsing through me is love.
My bad, bro.
You good?
Yeah. Sorry.
And I'm a new person, is what I'm trying to tell you while you're burping and shit.
Okay. Big Mike shot you. Literally. You were in a coma for weeks, and you're not going to be pressing any charges on Big Mike because you was having visions of planetary...
And angels. I literally met angels.
What? We thought you were going to die. Oh... Are you fucking kidding me?
What the fuck, bro?
Damn it. What the fuck's going on with this house? It smells like pee-pee in here.
All I want to do is ride around shot.
Yo. What the fuck happened, bro?
Big Mike, that's what the fuck happened.
What the fuck? I thought they were boys.
Big Mike, yeah, his boy, Big Mike. I can't even fucking believe it. Came out here with a fucking hammer talking about some... Jeez. He ran over some dog or some bullshit, his brother's dog, and
over
then Big Mike popped him.
Yo, you didn't call no one, right?
Thank you.
What if you, like, got rid of him or something?
What you mean, got rid of him?
You know what the fuck I mean. Like, what if you, like... I'm saying, what if you fucking kill him, okay? There, are you happy?
Stop.
Yeah, start not. The fuck?
You gotta chill.
Okay, it's just like, this man has been terrorizing our neighborhood our entire lives. Now he shoots you and gets away with it? Like, I don't know what the fuck he's gonna do next. Like, I'm spooked on it, okay? He needs to just go away.
He did make me watch, like, 6 ISIS beheading videos once.
Literally, this is what I'm saying. Like, this man was catching squirrels after school and beheading them. You remember the summer before senior year?
Yep.
Big Mike's trying to get with our cousin, Julie?
Yep.
Okay. He's standing outside her fucking window every night, like, peeping Tim shit. I don't like that. But he breaks her down. She finally lets him inside. And whatever, later on, I'm getting ready for bed, and I hear boom, 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 boom down the stairs, and then he slams the door behind him. So I'm like, all right, I'm gonna go down and see what the fuck's going on. Julie, you're being mad loud. Is it raining with you? Are you okay? She almost bit off her fucking tongue.
He was probably scared. Like, he probably went to run and get help.
No, bro. He went to the fucking strip club.
His sister is literally a stripper. Like, when you see someone fucked up, it's scary. You need family.
Why are you, like, running to his defense, like?
I'm not coming to his defense. I'm just saying you're not thinking, right? Who brought y'all a warm Thanksgiving dinner when your mom was cracked the fuck out, didn't even know what day it was? Answer.
Who?
Big Mike. So?
Big Mike, thank you, exactly.
He was on probation. It was community service shit.
Keyword is community. He's a part of it. He was serving you.
Yo, bro, I forgot to tell you the shit. Y'all remember Fishman, that kid who, like, dreams of people's deaths and shit?
Some story time. You guys just tell got stories.
Why. Last weekend, he took me to that murder house. He asked me to film some shit for his YouTube channel. Here, check this out.
You already know what it is. It's the coolest YouTube channel in the fucking planet. Up in here doing whippets in the murder house.
Let's find some ghost sisters.
Bro, don't leave me.
There was a murder in here yesterday, and I think there's some fucking spooky ass ghosts up in here.
Fish!
I bet ghosts pussy feel crazy as hell.
All of a sudden, he smacks down the floor, starts laughing all hysterical, like on some Joker shit. He snaps his eyes open, all bugged out, and he goes, I just had the funniest dream. They found Big Mike in the woods.
Alexa, why are you hanging out with this man? Like, I don't like him. Like, he's like Satanist or something.
He's not a Satanist. He's autistic, Starry.
Oh my god, I hate this shit right now, okay? Like, fucking do something about Big Mike. You know I'm right.
Stop.
I'm a star now. Like, something's gotta be done.
Do y'all hear yourselves? Like, y'all are talking about murdering someone, taking someone's life.
Nobody's gonna lose sleep over, bro. Like, he's everybody's op at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Not even his family gives a shit about him.
Bro, y'all are tripping over a grain of rice. If you need to be tripping over anything, it's that fucked up lip ring that got your lip infected.
No, no, no.
Crusty and
shit.
You don't
have to come for her like
no,
that.
No, 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 no. Starry with your tiny ass little ears.
Okay.
Don't talk to me.
This is feminine.
Oh, this is feminine.
Yeah.
Y'all talking about Big Mike as if he's this giant problem. He's a tiny part of the ultimate mystery that connects us all. What I'm trying to say, that's the shit I'm on right now.
Oh.
I was telling him, like...
Do you fucking hear yourself right now, bro?
Fucking killed Bobby. Fucking killed my dog.
I'm sorry that that happened to you, Bobby. That's horrible. And your brother, his uncle, should be doing something about that.
Bobby, bro, you're fucked up. Bro, put the cup down. Stop drinking that shit.
Don't give me my shit.
Bro, no, stop. Can't even open your fucking eyes, bro. You need to go to bed.
Let me see. It looks good.
It's beautiful.
It looks better than it has been looking.
Yeah, it's not infected anymore.
The fuck is that?
was that?
Where are
oh, shit. What was that?
You said what?
Your fucking ear, bro. What the fuck is happening?
I don't know. I don't know.
Bobby. Bobby, what did you do?
I'm gonna puke.
I can't hear you. You need to speak up.
Oh, you can't hear me? Yeah, your ear's on the fucking ground. Bobby, help him.
Alexa, we gotta get out of here. You okay?
Yeah,
you okay?
Yeah,
come
yeah,
here,
yeah.
Come here. Look at me. You're okay. Okay? It's fine. Where's my fucking phone? Where's my vape? Go.
I have to call 911.
No, bitch. Put your phone away. No. We're getting the fuck out of here. Do you have my vape? Where is my fucking vape?
I have my... Here, take mine.
I don't want that shit. I don't like that vape.
Bobby Jr. trying on his new slides.
I like them. You like them, bro?